Good morning.
Good morning.
We always enjoy this service on Holy Saturday morning, the Proti Anastasi, the first announcement of the resurrection. And I know it's especially fun for the kids because we get in, and it's fun for us too as priests because we get to throw all sorts of things on the ground, all those things we're always telling our kids not to do. Here we are getting to do it here in church. So what's better than that? But it's a wonderful day because it celebrates. It's a celebration. It's an announcement of the resurrection. But it's a day that we see both sides. It's a day of sorrow as we continue on with the hymns of praises, really. We call them lamentations, but the Ngomi are hymns of praise, where we are offering our hymns of praise for the sacrifice of our Lord and for His suffering and for His death and His crucifixion, His death on the cross and His burial. And yet at the same time, we do so with great anticipation. And as you were looking at your books and hearing the hymns and reading the prayers, you can see that. And even in the Old Testament prophecies, all these are here for us to help us understand this great mystery, even when it's difficult for us to understand in our minds, for us to embrace this mystery of our Lord's death and suffering and sacrifice. It's a day we hear of silence. And in one of the hymns, it talks about that, how Moses prefigured this great mystery, a day of silence, because our Lord rested in His body, but He was not resting in His spirit, as we know, because as He descended into the depths of the earth, into Sheol, into Hades, as we hear, He was, even as He was doing that, He was defeating the power of death. He was breaking the bonds of the captivity of all those from the time of Adam until the time of Christ who were held captives. And the beautiful icon, the theology of the icon of the resurrection, that's exactly what we see with those locks opened and all the chains opened and broken, because in this mystery and in this sacrifice and in this gift of our Lord, He defeated that which had held captive generations of humans. And so this is why we celebrate, even on this day where we express our sadness, we also anticipate that with joy the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So when you go and proceed to your homes, we all have things that we feel we have to do, but today's a wonderful day to take some time and to contemplate this, to read the scriptures again, the prophecies, the New Testament readings, to read the hymns, and to really take some time in silence and in prayer to express your gratitude and your thankfulness, your thanksgiving for our Lord and for what He endured as one of us, but also as God. So may our Lord, who was crucified and rose from the dead, may He strengthen each and every one of you and be with you, not only on this day, but for all your lives. Amen.